Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about a special board meeting on Monday morning.
Well, Greg, a special meeting held this week for a couple of items, the first of which is a new business manager for the district moving forward, Roger DeWard submitting his resignation. First of all, talk about the change in the board secretary position and what this will mean going forward for the district and really some of the decisions made at Monday morning's meeting.
Yeah, so Roger has a nice opportunity to go work for Hopkins Roofing. And Roger has been here for 4 years, the same amount of time that I've been here. And so he's been a good partner to work with and done a nice job as our business manager. The board has high trust in Roger, and it's worked out well. Fortunately, we have someone in our office that is our district accountant, Mary Bogard. And Mary has been with us for about 2.5, almost 3 years now. She will move into the business manager role. I'm really excited about that. Mary's very capable. She actually came from Ice Technologies before she worked here and kind of handled a lot of their business over at Ice Technologies. So Mary will do a nice job replacing Roger. She knows a lot of the things that are going on in the district already. And so we're actually replacing then Mary's position, which is district accountant, and we're going to pair that with the board secretary position. So Roger has played business manager and board secretary. Mary will just do the business manager part, and we're going to hire a district accountant and have that person do the board secretary. So district accountant, board secretary will be paired together. Well, we're advertising for that over the course of this month of July. Hopefully we get applicants. We've got a few applicants already. And we will finish advertising and interview probably at the end of July, early August. Hopefully get somebody on board in August. So that's kind of the transition. Roger is going to stay on board for a while. He's going to work here kind of hourly between here, and then he'll also go do part-time at Hopkins Roofing. And so Roger will help us get to the audit, will help us get our certified annual report filed, which is all the financial paperwork for the school. He will also help finishing up our line item budget for this coming school year. Just trying to tie up a lot of loose ends and create a nice smooth transition between him and Mary.
And the other big part of the meeting and the reason why you had it was a couple of change orders and changes to construction projects, one of which is fairly significant, one of the bigger ones you've had in recent times over at Lincoln Elementary, and then also a change over at Jefferson. What are the change orders and ultimately what are they going to mean?
Yep, so there was a change order at Lincoln, which was actually a structural change order to help us create some additional structure on that building to hold what's called the sunshade part of the building. The sunshade actually helps shade the light from coming in the first floor windows, and the sunshade kind of runs around the lower part of the second story. And the architects and engineers ended up just not feeling comfortable that they had enough structure there to hold the weight of that shade, so they put more steel in there. And so the change order was for $66,000, and it was to put that structure there to create more of a beefed up situation to be able to hold that shade. The other change orders that we had, we added some things to the Jefferson parking drop-off area, some additional concrete for the playground area, and then also the sidewalk on the north side of that property that goes down towards 8th Street and Vermeer Road, just improving that sidewalk because it has a lot of washouts in that sidewalk, and we're getting a lot of cracking and buckling that's going on. So trying to improve that. And so both of those change orders were approved, and we'll move forward to keep those projects going this summer.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.